So recently, a few of the national players were called, and I was one of them. Me and three of my other friends, we were called to Cedar Primary School to give a talk to the kids about how it is playing for the national team for your country. So, and our main goal was that to teach them how to dream, give them hope so that they can succeed. Because before coming there, we were informed that the kids over there really didn't have a really great background compared to most of us, and it's really hard for them to dream. And when we were there, we talked about our experiences between academics and sports and how we managed the time, and more importantly, we told them how good it feels to have a dream and you accomplish it. But think, when we asked them if they have any dreams, none of them really said anything, none of them thought about it. And if you don't have a dream, I guess you can't work as hard as you possibly can. Because if you have a dream, you know what you want to work to. Our coach always told us, and we told the kids as well, if you tell everyone your dream and they laugh, it's a really good dream. Because if they laugh, they know that it's a really big thing to accomplish. And when they laugh at that moment, you just want to show them that you can achieve this dream. And we just wanted them to have the courage to open up and just dream. So now, this was an issue of global significance, because many kids who don't have a really good background, they don't know what to do in the future. They don't really aspire to become something because they have so little right now, and they think they can't do much with it. But our job was to tell them about our experiences, even when we were at their age, that we also faced the same things. But with a dream, you can really work really hard to get what you want. And I think when we went to their school, many kids were delighted to see us. And some were pretty bored. And apart from the dreams, we also wanted to tell them how important sports is. Because most of them just finished the PSLE at that time. And when we asked everyone if they play sports, only a few of them raised their hands, while some of them just sat down. Now, sports. So we had to share two things with them. That to achieve something, you have to dream. And sports is essential in one's life, because it just doesn't help them for their health or fitness, but also teaches them really good life values such as teamwork, determination, passion, and discipline. So using our own experiences, like I talked about how during IGCSEs I had to balance out cricket and my academics, but I still didn't stop playing cricket because I knew that I could manage my time well. So I gave them an example how I made a timetable and stuck to the routine, so I had time, like for free time, to play, go out with my friends, play cricket and study at the same time for my GCSEs. And that really helped me, because if you keep on studying, that's what we told them, if you keep on studying you get really bored of it, and if you go out to play once in a while, your mind refreshes, your body refreshes, and you come back with a better mind. So I think when we engage with them about this issue, about the importance of a dream, importance of a sport, they really understood it. So, and to show them how fun it was also, we played a game with them after that. We played a bit of cricket, but then, because none of them really liked cricket that much, we moved on to dodgeball, and dodgeball was really fun. Everyone took part in it, and it was a really good experience for us as well. So, you know, the kids were laughing out there. They all were having so much fun. And that, I think that's when they realized that studies is not the only thing that matters. You need a bit of sport, you need a bit of activity to build your life. And this was the first time I did something like this, because I really haven't gone to a school and given a talk about, you know, how it feels like playing for Singapore, how important sports is, how important a dream is. And I think all this was a challenge for me, because it was a new thing. And since they were primary kids, I had to know the right things to say, because if I said something wrong in any way or did something wrong in any way, it would set a bad example. So I had to keep in mind of my behavior at that time, any slight mistake I do or something. And yeah, also it was that challenge about, you know, talking, because I really haven't talked to anyone about feelings playing for national, because so I had to get it all out on the paper. The 2 days before that, me and my friends met up. We decided what to say. We wrote down the stuff on the paper, and when we just wrote down the notes, but we didn't read off a paper, and then we spoke impromptu, and in the end, it was really fun. And this was an unfamiliar experience, and you know, I like to take up challenges, so this was a pretty fun challenge to me as well. And I think it actually improved my public speaking skills, because obviously, I mean, if you go talk to like a school, they obviously, you get nervous about saying something, especially if it's primary students. So, and every teacher was watching us, so I just tried to keep calm and, you know, just say stuff from my heart. And I think this, my public speaking skill has been improved with this challenge of what I've taken. And I've also, you know, learned that many kids don't actually have what we have right now, and I think it's our job to help them dream, because without a dream, you really can't work as hard as they think they can. And I think that's a really good message we send out to them. And yeah, that was it for our talk in Cedar Primary School. Thanks.